Lee Moo. That's Liberty Mutual on the stock exchange.
Ah, that's awesome.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Every once in a while.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And now a star is born. On November 4th, 1969, the world welcomed little baby Sean Combs.
Congratulations. It's a bad boy. What will you name him?
Sean John. Or Puff Daddy. Or P. Diddy. Or Puffy. Or Diddy. Or Puff. Or Dirty Diddy Money. Yeah, that guy. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five. No, it's not. It's six.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The U.S. formally beginning to withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The process will take a year to complete.
Justifying this move, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that President Trump made the decision to withdraw because of the unfair economic burden imposed on American workers, businesses, and taxpayers, and by U.S. pledges made under the agreement.
Fox's Rich Etzen at the State Department. House Democrats releasing the first set of transcripts from the impeachment inquiry into the president.
Contrary to the claims of the president and his acolytes on the Hill, that these have been proceedings in which the Republicans have not been able to be present or ask questions. In fact, Republicans were present for all of these depositions. And in fact, they had equal opportunity with Democrats to ask questions.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff didn't question any witnesses today. All four administration officials scheduled to testify refused. America is listening to Fox News.
What, Rosie, you know? I'm sorry, I just can't take it anymore.
No.
Fake news.
I dropped my hot pocket.
That's a shame.
I hate it when they change the time. Cause it's dark out when I drive. When I get off work just after five. Yeah, I really hate driving in the moonlight. Such a longer night with no sun up in the skies. They made an earlier sunrise. Man, I really hate driving in the moonlight.
Driving in the moonlight, cause they ended daylight savings time. And now I feel an hour behind as I'm out here driving in the moonlight.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I've collected a bunch of those over the years for the time change. And I used to file them under STD.
Why?
As abbreviation for standard.
Standard.
Until I realized, no, STD is an acronym for something unpleasant.
Now it's STI, okay? Yeah, they changed it. You didn't know that?
Sexually transmitted information? Inflammation?
Infection.
Oh, they did? I didn't get that memo.
Yeah.
See, I'm ignorant. I didn't know any better. Hey, how about if we play Stairway to 7-Eleven in our silly segment today? We haven't played that in a long time.
I like the time change parodies. I think they're clever.
They are. They're really well done. I was looking in here. That's why I mentioned STD, because I had a good Bruce Springsteen. Driving in the dark, you know, as opposed to dancing in the dark. So where the hell is it? You know, I think that file may have been stolen or appropriated by somebody else that works here. And
what do you do? Just pick a card.
It was here this morning. I know it because we played it at 8:10. So I have simmering anger that it's not here where it's supposed to be. Oh, well, 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Let's see if we're getting some blowback on the president's visit to the LSU game. As if it isn't going to be hard enough for people to get in and out of there Saturday.
Wow.
And it's going to be cold, from what I understand.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter to me what the temperature is when we beat LSU. It'll still feel good. By the way, terrible story today, and I'm not doing this to rag on Auburn. But one of their players who now, well, he played for the Cleveland Browns until yesterday, did a really horrible thing, very racist thing, and the team immediately cut him. So you know it was bad. Usually sports, who is this clown? Jermaine Whitehead after, and this is from Yahoo Sports, after racist Twitter rant that included death threats.
What?
And the thing about this that's weird is the guy that called him out was an African-American sportscaster for Fox who said Whitehead's effort tackling today is a joke. Whitehead responded with, "Come get in, blood bitch, made ass little boy. I'm out there with a broke hand. Don't get smoked, blank ass cracker."
Damn. He got a little gangster with him.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
The Browns, their credit, cut him. Said, no, we're not on board with that kind of thing here. But why? I mean, this guy, this is somebody that went to college, and we're still in this. We're still playing this game here.
Yeah, you think he's a little smarter than that.
You would hope. You would hope. But at some level, I blame especially the professional sports. They're supposed to help these guys get out of that. This is the whole opportunity. You're making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and what are you going to do when the NFL won't take you back?
Yeah, then what else? You're left with nothing.
It's just bad. That should not happen. 508 John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard should be your first choice for paint anytime you have a project because they carry the best. And when you're going to paint, that's your time. You should do what my dad said. Don't buy cheap paint. Get good stuff or you'll be chasing it all over the wall with your roller. Did I listen? No. So what did I do? I was chasing cheap paint all over the wall with my roller. But I learned eventually. And now everything we do has either John Lee's Richards paint for interior painting or their new solar-proof outdoor brand, which is scientifically designed to resist the building of mildew. That's what makes paint look dingy on the outside. It's mildew, and it builds in paints that are cheaper, have a high viscosity. With solar-proof, it is exactly what the name says. It goes on. It looks great. You might want to rinse it every once in a while, but you won't have mold and mildew issues with it. If you hire somebody, make sure they're using good paint, too. They can connect you with a good professional at John Lee as well. That's where the pros go. That's where the do-it-yourselfers should go, and they'll go over a checklist and answer any questions you have about repairs to a surface, that kind of thing. They've been doing it for 3.5 decades at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Brant is next.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very busy conditions on the roads all over Montgomery right now from the Boulevard, Madison and Ann Street, Norman Bridge. A lot of traffic. Slow down. Be careful. We don't have any major accidents in Montgomery. However, on I-85 southbound at the 11-mile marker, somebody lost a recap in the highway. They probably thought they was going to save a little money with that tire, having it recap, but now it's just in your way. Don't let it bend up your car. Hopefully somebody will get it out of the road shortly. Now we have the report of an accident on 65 northbound at Cobbs Ford Road at the ramp. We're looking at the cams. We're seeing some cars off on the right side of the road, right at the ramp. Use caution as you head to Prattville this afternoon. Buckle up. Drive carefully. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon till 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with 3 locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams.
The Montgomery City Council is revisiting an ordinance that requires panhandlers be jailed for at least 2 days. It's been amended to criminalize passing money or objects through car windows to someone on a public road. This makes the act punishable with fines or jail time. The council is set to vote again on the ordinance tomorrow. And longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, including parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. Plus, former lead academy principal Nicole Ivey is suing Montgomery's first charter school. She says the school tries to discourage special needs students enrollment in order to boost revenue and academic achievement. Ivey is accusing the academy of breaching her contract, supporting a culture of nepotism, and discriminating against students with special needs. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway this week. The big event this week is a late-week front that'll bring in more rain, then sharply colder air by the end of the week. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, a warmer day, low 70s tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday still dry. Good chance of rain arrives on Thursday night as a front enters the state, and that cold front will deliver sharply colder air beginning Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Because daylight saving time is over.
It sure is. Well done. All right, let's talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. The Dow. The NASDAQ. Standard & Poor's. All hitting record territory today. So you get to answer the question that happened.
Hey, no, listen, you're right. I mean, we continue to hit a new high almost every day. You know, the big deal was last week, you know, we had a slew of earnings come out all week long. They were, by and large, extremely good, much better than projected. But then we capped it all off on Friday with that jobs number in it. And while I think everyone was looking at the 128,000 number of new jobs, that was important. The unemployment rate's important. Yeah. But the big thing, the big one that really stood out to me was the number of new people coming back into the labor force. That number expanded all the way to 325,000, which is pretty big. And you know, it further confirms that we are just so far from a recession. That's the last thing
that was a made up
expect
thing.
To see.
That was a made up thing, Brad. They were trying to sell that as another way to get the president, and it's a despicable act on the part of the alleged media that they would even attempt to try and run, because they're tampering with people's lives, their money, and creating fear. You see what happens when things get fearful? Everything tumbles. There was no need for that.
Right. No, well, I agree, and I will tell you this, from where I sit, looking at all of this data that continues to come out, the jobs numbers, earnings, even the macro data, the only, you know, oh, and by the way, you know, last week we got another ISM number on the manufacturing sector, you know, and it started to go back up, which was very important. It's still in the contraction mode, but it was moving in the right direction. I suspect by the time we get into January of next year, we're going to be back over 50 with that. And keep in mind, that's a survey. That's not actual hard numbers in terms of overall activity. And I think the reason it's beginning to move back up is because of this Chinese trade deal has changed. The tone has changed. There's now more of a positive tone, and I think that's a good thing. And I just again, I have to reiterate, there is just nowhere we see a recession. And when you look at valuations, you look at the relative valuation of these indexes in terms of, you know, you price it on earnings or whatever you want to. The valuations are not super stretched. They're I would say, fairly valued. Not overpriced, not really a bargain. But just let's just say it this way: it's reflective of the real, true picture of the overall U.S. economy, and that's why we're hitting new highs every day. So, unless we get some massive policy mistake or some unforeseen event that comes out of nowhere, I think we're going to sail into 2020 with some pretty good momentum. And again, I have to stress too that consumers are doing quite well on almost every metric. And so, you know, they've got a fair amount of money to spend, and I think you're going to see them do that going into Christmas this year.
Yeah, I've read Christmas spending is expected to be. And in fact, the average per family is almost $1,500. It's almost 50% higher now than it was 10 years ago.
Right. That's right.
And people don't spend unless they're confident they're going to be able to pay the tab.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, in terms of how we are positioned right now with our portfolios, across the board, you know, we've got five different models around our risk profiles. And, you know, over the course of this year, we've been slightly tilted to the defensive side. We continue to remain that way. It's not because we don't have a lot of confidence. Believe me, we're benefiting from this market move. We're up 18% for the S&P 500 so far year to date. That's a massive move. So we're benefiting quite nicely from all of that. But we do have a slight defensive tilt only because not of anything really here in America, but just stuff that, you know, exogenous events that could happen overseas.
Yeah.
And there's still several of those, you know, that we're keeping an eye on. But outside of that, you know, we feel pretty good. We really do.
It's great news. And what are we getting on TV? Impeachment inquiries, fake witnesses, garbage. It's just one piece of garbage after another.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is you saw the House go to the Democrats, and interestingly, you know, this is the thing that Nancy Pelosi really dug in on, because what they campaigned on, by and large, was immigration, you know, because they wanted to say, hey, we really need to come up with a solution for immigration, health care. Yeah, we know there's some issues with the health care, and we want to have a voice at the table, so put us in there. Well, guess what? I mean, the problem is they have not even remotely attempted to address any of those. The only thing they've done is try to impeach the president. And I think that's a huge gamble. Now, the other thing that interests me, and I have to say I somewhat line up with this thinking, there's a lot of polling data out there that says that, you know, the majority of Americans really do like what Trump has done, and they like, you know, his job approval rating is quite good. But when asked about how they view him as a person, it's very negative, which is odd, because it's typically the other way around.
Well, I saw a parallel poll today about Obama, and he remains a very popular person, but the numbers on his performance are terrible. Again, why this country gets so caught up in personalities over principles, I don't know. Not that Trump is the standard bearer for, you know, the model citizen or anything like that, but I really believe his heart's in the right place, and I think that's what's going to win him re-election. I think people really believe he understands that they work hard, they should keep as much of their own money as they can, and should be able to do nice things for their family. That's really what most people want, be able to pay the bills, have a nice Christmas, go on a vacation once a year, eat out once a month or twice a month, whatever. See Greg at Baumhauer's. I'm just saying
that. But what you're saying is exactly right. It goes all the way back to, you know, it's the economy, stupid. I mean, that is the truth. And we've talked about this so many times, and now I've boiled it down in our research to these, like, 30-some-odd counties in these states that Trump flipped, that gave him the White House, and those are people who are working stiffs, man. They you know, the mom and the dad come to the table every night. They're trying to figure out how they're going to pay bills and take care of their family, and those are the ones that put him in. And if life for those people is better than it was before he got elected, then he's going to keep working as the President of the United States. That's just the bottom line.
We just need to make, and again, I have zero faith in the Republican senators and congressmen overall. We need more Jim Jordans. We need more Rand Pauls and guys like that who can, you know, inspire people. We got to get the House back, or we're going to go through four more years of what we're going through now, chasing their tail, trying to come up with some fairy tale that sticks, and none of them have, because it's all BS. And eventually, I think what will finish them off is the hammer's going to drop on the situations that Durham and Barr are investigating, and that will rub them out. They're going to have everything they can handle to just keep some of themselves elected when all is said and done. I really believe that. But, of course, no excitement until there's an indictment, right?
Right.
If you would, in fact, last night, I'm just settling in for the Sunday night episode of Air Disasters on the Smithsonian Channel, and I get a note from a listener who says, I need the contact info on that guy you talk to about money all the time. Knowing it was you, so I was able to send it to him, and I sent you a copy of the note. Because he really is a dedicated listener. And I understand, you know, sometimes the kinds of things that Brandt does at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, you may not think about it until you really have the need and then you need the information. But I urge you to just jot the number down, make a call, and go see them with no obligation. Just talk about your future and some of the things you can accomplish painlessly if you just get a little discipline going right now. 3870094 is that number. 3870094 for Brandt and the Brain Trust, a title they have earned at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Thank you, Brandt.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to talking tomorrow.
About more records in the market. That would be nice.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Wouldn't that be wild if the Dow actually made it to 28 by the end of the year? I think it's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. I tell you, like I said, momentum's good right now.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
I'd like to see, it would be, you know, what an awesome campaign Trump could run if he can say the market has gone up 50% in less than 4 years because of the economic policies we've instituted. Are you better off today, like Reagan asked? Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And for so many people, that answer was yes. And you know what stops socialism dead in its tracks? Capitalism that works. And in this economy, I'm hoping younger people are finding career opportunities that are paying them well. And they're saying, hey, you know, these other people over here, they want to take half of this away from me just because I'm successful. That's what they do. They want to punish you. And if you've been brainwashed, well, good luck. It'll, you know, if the AOCs of the world prevail, we're all screwed.
No.
That was a happy ending to the thing, wasn't it?
I like the story that I heard the other day about, well, I guess it was in the news, about the scholarships being offered at one of our trade schools. Somebody has paid for scholarships.
Yeah.
For plumbers for 30 years. For 30 kids, they can go, they can get their education, they can get their certificate, and they're guaranteed jobs as soon as they graduate.
And they pay well.
That's
yes.
awesome.
Jobs that pay, you can make a nice living. And it's good work, and it's important work, too.
It is.
And it's something you'll have for the rest of
your life.
Your life,
right.
You can go and do something else, and then get fired from that, or decide you don't like that, and then go back to it.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? One of these days you may call Clark's at 277-2125 and I'll show up.
Holy cow.
Yeah, like that. By the way, I need to play this before we go to traffic.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
No.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, this is good news, bad news. Good news, Montgomery Boulevard, all of the outbound feeders from downtown outbound out of the city are looking good this afternoon. I-65 and 85 through the interchange. No accidents anywhere. The bad news, I-65 northbound at Cobbs Ford Road. We have three cars in an accident right at the bottom of the ramp exiting to Cobbs Ford. It is backing up on I-65. It's going to take you a couple of minutes to get around this. Please use caution and just be patient. It will take a few minutes. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then get great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She said, "You look handsome today, dear." He heard, "I just bought something really expensive." He said, "Are you having an affair?" She heard, "'Cause I am, and it's great." She said, "Do I look fat in these pants?" He heard, "Do you ever want to have sex again?" He said, "You look great in those pants." She heard, "I am totally trained." She said, "It was fun visiting your mother." He heard, "You owe me big time." He said, "I bought you something from Victoria's Secret." She heard, "And could you wear this bag over your head too?" She said, "Was it good for you?" He heard, "'Cause I hope someone had fun." She said, "We need to talk." He heard, "You need a lawyer." He said, "Would you mind squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom?" She heard, "Do you mind living with an anal retentive neurotic?" She said, "You were snoring again last night." He heard, "Do you have to breathe?" He said, "I'm thinking about buying a motorcycle." She heard, "I'm in the mood for a big fight." She said, "Would you go clothes shopping with me?" He heard, "Can I pull your fingernails out with pliers?" He said, "I thought our waitress was very nice." She heard, "I'll be thinking about her during sex." She said, "This commercial is so beautiful." He heard, "I'm getting my period." He said, "Let's try something new tonight." She heard, "Let's see if you're double jointed." She said, "Do you mind not watching football?" He heard, "Do you mind if I chop off your balls?" Oh my God.
News Talk 93.1 FM. It's our silly segment. Sean Morris, he said, she heard. Rosie?
Traffic update.
Oh, let me get everybody's attention first.
Shortwave, take it down. What's it say?
Denise is on line two with it.
Oh, I thought, because you were on line one before. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Denise. What you got?
I was just calling to let everybody know there's another wreck on I-65 northbound.
Oh, swell.
It's just a little north of the Cusada exit and before you get to Cobbs Ford Road. And it's on the left-hand lane. It has the far left-hand lane blocked.
Okay, we will get that down to the traffic dungeon immediately. And we appreciate you being a good citizen today. Thank you for the help.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate that because I live in twice a day.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the toll bridge.
Oh, it's not twice a day, Millbrook, anymore.
It's twice a day by yourself because I live alone.
This is a serious show, Seth.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
It was, yeah.
I remember I promised some Seth Spotlow School of Announcing.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to use Balaki's intros and outros as primers for you. I'm going to play one here, and I want you to repeat it on my cue, okay?
All right.
See how you do with this big voice stuff.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first.
All right, give me that. When news happens, you'll hear about it first.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first.
I need more command. I don't believe you. I need to, when you say when news happens, you'll hear about it here first. Make me believe that. Come on.
When news happens, you'll hear about it here first.
You're rushing.
When news happens, you'll hear about it here first.
I need more pause.
When news happens.
Let them think about that for a second.
When news happens, you'll hear about it here first.
Well, you made some progress on that one. All right, let's try another one.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station, right?
Like we need some work on this one.
Yeah.
The River Region's 24-hour. There's a reason I don't do these because I'm not good at this.
I
am not an announcer, and I am proud of it. I am proud of it. I forgot what it said.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station.
All right, just let's work with that. The River Region's 24. You got to say it like, I am God, and you're going to listen to every word I say.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station.
That's pretty good. You're working on it. You're getting there.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station.
All right, now I want you to try this one and say it with authority.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Very good.
He's got that one nailed.
And we are going to continue to work with Seth Spotlow here and advance his broadcasting skill set.
Woo!
We want you to have a career in this great business. It's so much fun.
Thank you for the help.
Let's see. Trump is coming, Adam Schiff. The assignment of the impeachment to Adam Schiff and not the House Judiciary Committee shows what the real aim is. Democrats assigned the House Intelligence Chairman this task to protect the intelligence agencies who tried to overthrow President Donald Trump. Exactly. That's all this is. This is covering for a coup d'etat. America's spies and the FBI tried to frame him. They made false accusations of treasonous collusion with foreigners to rig the election. 3 days before the inauguration, Chuck Schumer bragged that the intelligence agencies can get you 6 ways to Sunday. That's possible. After all, Watergate was a coup run by Mark Felt after Nixon passed him over for FBI director after J. Edgar Hoover croaked. Adam Schiff is a tool of those politicized intelligence agencies that Schumer bragged about. He is their spokesman. This is from Don Serber. Don is a retired news guy who does a great blog. He is one of the old school journalists. Now in the Schoolhouse Rock version of D.C., the Intelligence Committee provides oversight of the 17 intelligence agencies we have. But the reality is the committee is an advocate for those agencies. An oversight committee would have reduced that 17 agencies down to 3. That was my thought before I even got to that paragraph. Why do we need 17 intelligence agencies? And they all, you go back to 9/11. Go back to 9/11, and it's beyond, it's enough to make you cry. The information they had on people involved in that event, years before it happened, but one agency wouldn't respect the intelligence from another, and there were concerns raised from flight schools in Arizona and Florida and things that, hell, one of the hijackers got pulled over by the police the night before, and he was here on an overextended visa. And they just wrote him a ticket and let him go.
If you're teaching airplane lessons and the dude doesn't want to land,
that's kind of a sign.
Yeah.
You know, that he's got you know what on his mind.
Yeah. And I mean, we all know landing's not the hard part. You know?
I don't know. Well, I I have great respect for all pilots.
Oh, of course.
Taking off and landing.
That's what Grandpa.
That's to America, except for Joey.
Is that exemption for
Joey?
5:36. All right, things are starting to pile up. No pun intended. On the roads back to the dungeon with Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, avoid I-65 like the plague. We have a three-car accident at the foot of the Cobbsford Road ramp that has things backed up on 65 all the way past 143, possibly back to the Northern Boulevard. We also have the report of I-85 at the merge to 65 northbound backing up a little bit. Slow traffic there. And on 85 headed into Montgomery at Mount Meg, somewhere just before the Mount Meg's exit inbound, we've got an accident there. Sheriff's Department is on the way. Looks like a bad one. We've got a little bit of a backup inbound on 85 at Mount Meg's. Well, you don't have to fight your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Don't let your cat get in your giblets. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585, and protect your giblets. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yippity-doo-dah, yippity-day. We got the diamonds for you at Marguerite's. You better believe it. Come on out and see us in the Pepper Tree Shop. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. We have the biggest, the best diamonds, and at the lowest price. No one will beat Marguerite's on diamonds. No one has the experience. No one has the master jewelers. No one has the selection. No one has any of these things. Come see us at Marguerite's. If you're thinking about it, come see us. Easy layaway for Christmas. Come see us. The Pepper Tree Shop's open every day.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Former lead academy principal Nicole Ivey is suing Montgomery's first charter school. She says the school tries to discourage special needs students' enrollment in order to boost revenue and academic achievement. Ivey's accusing the academy of breaching her contract, supporting a culture of nepotism, and discriminating against students with special needs. Plus, the Montgomery City Council is revisiting an ordinance that requires panhandlers be jailed for at least 2 days. It's been amended to criminalize passing money or objects through car windows to people on a public road. This makes the act punishable with fines or jail time. The council is set to vote again on the ordinance tomorrow. And longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway this week. The big event this week is a late-week front that will bring in more rain, then sharply colder air by the end of the week. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, a warmer day, low 70s tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday still dry. Good chance of rain arrives on Thursday night as a front enters the state, and that cold front will deliver sharply colder air beginning Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Standard Time is such a crock.
buy myself a good lawyer and sue whoever came up with that idea. Like Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, yes! Chad.
He's had a good lawyer to sue.
So, you're great.
I would prefer you play Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Hang on, pal. I'm going to accommodate you in one instant here.
All right.
Listen.
Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. It's getting dark at 4 p.m. Because daylight saving time is over.
How was that for fast and friendly service?
Man, that's like on demand, you know, on demand. I hate it when it gets this dark. You can't do anything. You go home, you can't do anything, you know?
Well, you know what? You get that because you're part of our insider service. We appreciate that extra money you slip us, you know.
Yes, now things. You know why Alaskans drink.
Yeah.
NFL sucks this year, so why don't we just...
It's 5:43. I keep wondering why Rusty and David Ernest aren't on the air yet. Because it's 6:43 in my body.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, you must really be feeling it. Which, you know, and the crazy thing about it is it's going to keep getting dark earlier until December the 23rd. We're going to lose another 45 minutes of daylight between now and December the 23rd.
Well, Chad, we have known each other since the old AM days, correct?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. So remember when we were on AM, I mean, we hated the time change because we'd lose half our audience at 4:30.
Right. Shut the transmitter and turn it down. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Anyway, I'm hoping that the legislature, in its wisdom, and they have very little there, but in its wisdom, will opt out of daylight savings.
Actually, they have, but the federal government needs to sign off on that before it can happen. We had that story this morning.
That's right. I forgot. It's Tennessee that hasn't passed it yet.
Yeah.
But if you go up to South Bend, Indiana, half the city is in daylight savings and half is not.
Yeah, well, that's Mayor Pete.
Yeah, well.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah. Anyway, good to talk to you guys. Not much news going on today except Joy Behar saying that.
Believe that fat cow?
Yeah.
Joy Behar. Trump's rallies are attended by paid supporters. Really? He's got, even if it was $10 a head. At most of these venues, you're talking $200,000.
You couldn't pay supporters to go to a Hillary, thing. And apparently, you know, Biden had some kind of thing a couple of weeks ago where only like 20 people showed up.
I was read a guy. In fact, I quoted him on the air earlier that Joe Biden couldn't fill the waiting room at a Planned Parenthood clinic with an appearance. And we're over 3 years into Trump's presidency, and he packs the house. And people are going to say, thank you. We like the job you've done, you know?
You didn't let me finish, though. These 10 people that did show up for that Joe Biden event were all Ukrainian. So
they had
just
checks.
Saying, just
yeah, Ukrainians. Hey, I'm sorry, right, Chad. Yeah, you need to step on your punchline there, buddy.
Y'all have a good night, okay?
You too,
thanks,
my friend. All right, let's go back to the Seth Spotlow School of Broadcasting.
Ooh.
That's an issue I have with names with TH, like Yasmin Bleeth. Every time I had to do a story about Yasmin Bleeth, I would just develop a lisp.
I had a lisp when I was growing up. It was terrible. I sounded like this. I really did. I grew up. Seth Spotlow.
Spotlow?
My name's Seth Spotlow. You want to come out play?
How did you overcome that?
Speech therapy. Up north. They gave me speech classes, so when I moved down here, I couldn't pick up an accent because I talked too correctly.
I remember kids in elementary school that would be taken out of the room for things like that to get that help they need.
Yeah.
But kids are horrible.
They are so mean. I got beat up a lot.
Oh.
It is what it is.
That's just wrong.
It builds character.
Well, I never got my ass kicked.
You were funny.
No, you know what it was? You know what saved me? I always look tougher than I really am. Because when I'm not smiling, I look...
You look angry. Well, now you just look.
Because now I am angry that you said that. I'm trying to develop your broadcasting skills here, pal. All right, so let's work with another one of these blocky things here.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
All right, trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Make me believe that.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
That was good.
You got to sell a little more. I got to be a director here. I got to be, you know.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. News Talk, 93.1 FM.
See, when Blackie says it, he makes it sound like if you don't believe what he's saying, he'll kick your ass. So try this. Trustworthy, accurate, and immediate.
Trustworthy, accurate,
immediate.
News Talk, 93.1 FM.
Here's another one.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. He says it because when you hear it, you believe that the mainstream media is lying to us. So give us that.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch.
All right, now our name... News Talk 93.1.
News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Can you put a little anger in that? Because Blackie sounds pissed.
News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV.
Like, say it like News Talk 93.1 FM, and if you don't listen, you're scum.
News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Did he make you feel scummy?
Yes.
Good.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. All right, here we go. 1,000 block Perry Hill Road. That's going to be near Perry Hill and Harrison. We have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Authorities sent us this accident, I-85 at the Eastern Boulevard. We're not sure which exit ramp it's on, so please use caution on the ramps at I-85 at the East Boulevard. Watch out for the accident there. I-85 southbound. If you're coming in from Tallahassee, inbound to Montgomery, just before Mount Meigs, we have a bad accident there that has traffic backing up. Use caution. I-65 at Cobbs Ford Road. We have three vehicles involved at the bottom of the ramp. They are still working that accident. It has traffic very backed up on I-65 northbound. Use patience. That's what's causing your extended stay on 65 northbound this afternoon. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter says no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7 and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
That money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ever since Sunday, I've had a crushing headache.
Then you need Tylenol, the pain reliever for headaches caused by the end of daylight saving time. Because, believe it or not, that's actually a thing.
I think this is just a regular headache.
No, it's brought about by the return to standard time. How'd you like driving home from work in the dark?
Well, it was a bit of a headache.
See? And were you able to play 9 holes of golf after work like you could last week?
No. My head is starting to feel worse.
Oh, and by the way, winter's just around the corner.
Give me some of that Tylenol.
Plus, Tylenol also relieves the muscle aches you'll get from shoveling snow.
Thanks for reminding me. You better leave the whole bottle.
Use Tylenol and stop being in the dark about your end of daylight saving time headache.
That is a thing. You know what I'm going to do? Because I've felt so weird all day. Could not grab a nap because my body wasn't ready for that. Because I do lead a very disciplined schedule Monday through Friday. I'm gonna try my CBD products for this.
Cool.
Because I don't want to take... I just can't do prescription sleep stuff.
Because they make you drowsy in the morning when you get up. I still feel like Sonny.
By the way, I just got a nice note from Emily, who was telling us that her husband has a job up north.
Yeah.
And she is now working with St. Paul's Lutheran School.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Director of Creative Services. They made a great choice.
They really did.
Nobody works harder than Emily. So I'm happy to pass all that good news along. And I still get, questions from listeners wondering where she went. And they decided to make a life change to relocate up that way, and we wish them nothing but the best.
Yeah. Be closer to family.
Yeah.
I offered a reference.
No!
They seem to be enjoying it.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Emily is such, and this is to be loved and admired. Her family. I used to tease her about Discount Sister and
some.
We all have people in the family that
what
give
you
us.
Do?
But when her mom was sick, you couldn't ask for a more devoted daughter during that crisis.
Amazing people.
Endless energy. So. Good luck. It's now 7 o'clock in my body.
Can I ask you a question?
Usually at this time I'm not on the radio. My body is ready for other things.
We all know that your first email you sent was to a lady, because you're a ladies' man. But what was the first email that you received that was not spam? Do you remember that one? Was it a reply to her?
Yeah, it was a reply to my email.
Cool.
She said,
bite me.
See you tomorrow.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic on I-85 southbound. The accident at Mount Biggs out of the way. There's smooth sailing there now. However, on Vaughn Road, just past Pike Road, we have an accident there that's got things backed up on Vaughn past Pike Road to Chantilly Parkway. If you're sitting in that mess, it's an accident just up above Pike Road. Also, I-65 northbound, they are still working that accident at Cobbsford Road with three cars at the bottom of the Cobbsford Road ramp. It's got traffic very backed up all the way back to about 143. Use caution. If you're in traffic, just try to be patient. They're going to try to sort it out as soon as possible. During the month of November, Reinhart Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins.